The Bing Crosby Show, transcribed in Hollywood and brought to you by Lanolin Plus Liquid, the golden beauty liquid and the quick way to end dry skin worries. Lanolin Plus Liquid Cleanser, Lanolin Plus Liquid Makeup, and Lanolin Plus Hand Lotion. And now, here's Bing.
Thank you, Ken Carpenter, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Buddy, have you got a little something hooked up on the This Can't Be Love over there? You have, huh? Well, let's do it.
This can't be love, because I feel so well. No sobs, no sorrows, no sighs. This can't be love, I get no dizzy spells. My head is not in the sky. My heart does not stand still. Just hear it beat. This is too sweet to be love. This can't be love, because I feel so well. Still I love to look in your eyes. My heart does not stand still. Just hear it beat. This is too sweet to be love. This can't be love, because I feel so well. Still I love to look in your eyes. Oh, how I love to look in your eyes.
Ken, I'll bet you didn't know that back in the time of Romulus, March was the first month of the year. You know what I mean? Instead of the year starting with January, it started with March.
Well, I know one thing. March is sure a terrific time to start using Lanolin Plus Liquid. And it just stands to reason. Because, gals, winter weather and overdry rooms have dried out your skin. And it's time to start really doing something about it. And you can overnight. Because Lanolin Plus Liquid stops skin dryness overnight. It's really sort of magic. It works while you sleep. And next morning when you awaken, the very next morning, your skin can feel softer, smoother than you ever dreamed. All those dry, rough patches will be gone, never again to return, as long as you use Lanolin Plus Liquid regularly. Another wonderful thing. Lanolin Plus Liquid is only $1 plus tax wherever cosmetics are sold. Get it soon.
Beautifully put, Kenneth. Nicely done. You know, folks, this is about the time of the year when those of us who think we have green thumbs begin writing our congressmen for seeds. Start digging seeds out of the closet and one thing another and wishing that Mother Nature would hurry up a little so we can get at it. If you've ever done any gardening, even in a small way, you never get over the urge. And you know that the name Luther Burbank is the name in the field of plant genetics. Even if your gardening is confined to reading those big-as-life and twice-as-colorful seed catalogs in House and Garden, where you're more than a little familiar with the development of the sorcerer of Santa Rosa, as he came to be known. For the phrase, from a strain developed by Luther Burbank, means as much in the genealogy of a flower, a fruit or a vegetable as sired by a man of war means in a thoroughbred racehorse, or direct descendant of a Mayflower immigrant means in the social circles. For Luther Burbank is by all odds the best known and certainly the most successful plant originator the world has ever known. The reason we're talking about him today is that March 7th is Luther Burbank's birthday. And here in California, we celebrated Arbor Day today in memory of it. It's not a bank or a school holiday or anything like that. Rather, it's a day when the schools, as a part of their work, include special exercises, having as their object instruction in the economic value of birds and trees and the promotion of a spirit of protection toward them. Now, if that last bit of dialogue sounded a bit formal, a little stilted, it's because I was quoting verbatim from the California state law. It's customary when speaking of a day of honor to say that it's a day which the great man would have approved. However, in this case, I can say did approve because Luther Burbank was so honored by the state of California, the state in which he lived and worked most of his life, during his lifetime. The legislative bill that I quoted from was passed in 1909, so Arbor Day was celebrated on Luther Burbank's birthday in California 17 times during the great man's lifetime. Unusual, that, you know, for a great man to be so honored before departing this sphere. Yep, Luther Burbank could smell his flowers. Well, he was a man who certainly well deserved the many honors that he received, for Luther Burbank lived a life full of great achievement. He was born on a farm in Lancaster, Massachusetts, and he was educated at the local public schools. And he began, even as a youth, to experiment with new varieties of plants. His first major development was the Burbank potato, one of the most popular varieties, I guess, even today. Golly, I wish he'd come up with a non-fattening spread. Don't you, you dreamers? Wouldn't that be nice? Well, anyhow, he started with the market gardening, but after the success of his new potato at the age of 26, he established a nursery out here at Santa Rosa, California, where he experimented with the production of new varieties of flowers and vegetables. He abandoned the nursery in 1893, and he devoted the remainder of his life to a long series of plant experiments. During his 50 years of work, Luther Burbank developed thousands of new varieties of fruits, vegetables, and flowers. Some of his most successful early work was done with prunes. As an example of the amazing things he did, he created an absolutely new species called the plum cup, which was a combination of the plum and the apricot. A pretty tasty item, too. Among other things, he developed new varieties of the peach, pineapple, quince, nectarine, apple, squash, asparagus, and tomato. I think he also developed the tomato. One experiment I liked was his cross of a peach and an almond, a fruit and a nut. For some reason, every time I think of that, when I picture a poor, harried man who doesn't like peaches eating them frantically because he's crazy about almonds. However, there couldn't have been many such people, because the peach almond it wasn't exactly a commercial success. Some of Luther Burbank's greatest successes were with berries. And if you think that developing new varieties of berries is easy, there's an illustration in one of Burbank's annual catalogs that'll quickly change your mind. In his New Creations catalog of 1894, there's a reproduction of a photo showing a pile of brush 12 feet wide, 14 feet high, and 20 feet long. In that pile were 65,000 two- and three-year-old seedling berry bushes that were dug up and discarded. Out of over 65,000 plants, only a dozen were reserved for further trial, and only one of those varieties is really in existence today. This gives you an idea how much work went into that dish of berries that you enjoyed for breakfast. Aside from fruits and vegetables, some of Luther Burbank's greatest work was done with flowers. He was the man who developed the Burbank and the Santa Rosa roses, the Shasta and the Alaska daisies, the California poppy and the fragrance calla lily. Luther Burbank had a feeling for an understanding of plants and flowers which, well, it's really never been equaled. He did rather well at expressing himself concerning his love for flowers. There's some beautiful descriptive writing in his New Creations catalogs. Probably the most incongruous part of the whole story of Luther Burbank is the fact that his theory of acquired characteristics is now considered erroneous by most geneticists. In other words, here's the man who did great work in his field, much greater work probably than any other person. And all the while that he was working, he was on a premise that wasn't scientifically true. But you know, I wonder if that isn't the secret of greatness in many men. Instead of wondering and worrying if they're on the right path, they worked. And they achieved greatness doing the work they loved and doing it better than anyone else. You know, I like to think that there's justification in doing what you really like to do. Certainly, it's a system that's worked for a lot of people, and most emphatically for yours truly. I've been rather fortunate in having a bit of success in doing what I like doing, which is singing. So that's a cue if I ever talk myself into one, isn't it?
Oh, I'm blue every Monday, thinking over Sunday. That one day when I'm with you, and it seems that I sigh all day Tuesday, and I cry all day Wednesday. Oh, oh my, how I long for you. And then comes Thursday, gee, it's long, it never goes by. Friday makes me feel like I'm gonna die. But after payday, that's my fun day. I shine all day Sunday. That one day when I'm with you.
You hear about gals setting traps for men. Well, beginning to look like we guys don't have a chance, because here's some pure, unadulterated man-bait, if I ever heard of one. Lanolin Plus Lipstick. And it's got a fabulous new kind of hypnotism, the gals tell me. Living color. Flashing, vibrant, racy warm color. And really does something, too, for your skin and eyes that's never been done before. Speaking from a man's viewpoint, it has Indelium to help keep this exciting color on your lips and not on your fellas. And you'll love the way it contains Lanolin Plus Liquid to help keep your lips soft and smooth. Really soft and smooth. Now, where can you get it? Anywhere. Lanolin Plus Lipstick. $1 plus tax wherever cosmetics are sold.
Now for a song, here's I Need You Now.
If I ever needed you, I need you now. I can't remember when I've ever been so blue. If I ever needed love, I need it now. I feel so all alone, I don't know what to do. No day or night goes by when I don't have my cry. I feel like I could die from wanting you. I can't ease my aching heart, but you'd know how. If I ever needed you, I need you.
Gals, one cosmetic makes the strongest beauty claim ever made for a cosmetic. Lanolin Plus Liquid actually stops skin dryness overnight. Yes, overnight. And never, ever again will you be bothered with dry skin worries as long as you use Lanolin Plus Liquid regularly. And you're in for some more delightful surprises when you try Lanolin Plus Liquid Makeup in the living colors of young skin. Lanolin Plus Hand Lotion, Liquid Cleanser, and Lanolin Plus Lipstick. Each only $1 plus tax, wherever cosmetics are sold.
That's the end of this 15. We get together tomorrow night, huh? Same time, same place. Good night, then, and thank you very much.
Be sure to tune in again tomorrow night to Bing Crosby with Buddy Cole and his group, transcribed from Hollywood.
This is the CBS Radio Network.
Stay tuned for the Amos and Andy Music Hall.